Breaking Away from Foreign Influences. This talk was presented to about 100 people at Or Yitzchak on Parshas Zachor, Erev Purim, March 6th, 04, 16 days prior to Israel's successful strike against the founder and godfather of Hamas, Ahmad Yassin. My reference in this talk to an Israeli helicopter gunship terminating Ahmad Yassin's career as a terrorist was not intended as a prediction. But I refer back to this talk and explore the fall of Ahmad Yassin in a post-event talk under the title Parshas Vayikra and the Fall of Ahmad Yassin. Here, then, are my words on March 6th before they got him. An Israeli helicopter gunship suddenly appears out of nowhere over Gaza. In the distance, bumper-to-bumper traffic during rush hour snakes through Gaza City. Seconds later, a laser-guided missile hits the one car occupied by senior members of Hamas. Let's call the driver Ahmad Yassin. Ahmad Yassin has no clue. A friendly neighbor is tracking his every move. No clue. His friendly neighbor is really a foreign agent working for the Israeli Mossad. No clue. His friendly neighbor is really a Jew. In Arab garb, unshaven, smoking a Turkish pipe, which conceals a small laser gun. As Ahmad Yassin turns his key to start the ignition, he has no clue he is now being illuminated for targeting by a laser-guided missile. No clue his friendly neighbor has dispatched a signal to a helicopter gunship that will terminate his career as a terrorist in a matter of minutes. This is an old story. In Mitzrayim, and no less in Germany, before World War II, and in many places in between, Jews were seduced by the fantasy of acceptance in a friendly foreign land in which we could pursue every pleasure money could buy with equal protection under the law. Jews, en masse, fell under the spell. They flocked to the glitter, to the good life, to the easy life, to a different life than the life their fathers lived. No more amelus in learning, no more hard work to know the truth, until the spell wore off and Jews woke up to find themselves enslaved, all legal protections lifted, all dreams of a better life shattered. Jews once again betrayed by friendly neighbors. This, of course, is also the story of Purim. By the time the Persian exile was in full bloom, the Jews were feeling warmed by life in a friendly foreign land. Persian life had become a perpetual party. When Jews were invited to join and enjoy themselves, some reasoned against rabbinic opposition that isolation from the common culture was not an option. When in Persia, do like the Persians. That is the right neighborly thing to do, period. And then one day, helicopter gunships suddenly appear out of nowhere in the Persian sky. They have been dispatched by Haman to target every Jewish man, woman, and child in Persia. The Gra in Evin Shloimeh, Perek Yod Aleph, writes that the nations rise against us, conspire to harm us by heavenly decree, for one purpose and for one purpose only, to burn away and cleanse us from foreign influences which bring filth into the Kerem, the vineyard of Klal Yisrael. The difficulties of exile are a heavenly tool used to inspire in us a desire to separate from the Goyim. I'm long-winded, but Hashem, in His infinite wisdom, says it all in a single word, in the first pasuk of our parsha, Ve'ata tzitzave, es b'nei Yisrael, Vayikhu elecha shemen zayezach. Command the children of Israel that they should take shemen zayezach. Zach. Zach. Which means the oil used in the menorah must be absolutely pure, without any foreign material mixed in. Just listen to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, B'derech Remez, the Torah is revealing to us a lesson for our time upon which the final redemption entirely depends. The Torah is compared to pure olive oil. Pure olive oil burning in the menorah is the classic symbol for Torah knowledge burning within us. Like Shemen Zayezach, Torah lights up the world. And just like Hashem wants only the purest olive oil, mamish the first drop pressed out of the olive, to burn in the menorah that rests in the base of Mikdash, so too, Hashem wants only the purest Torah, mamish without any foreign or extraneous material mixed in, to burn within us. Hashem wants us to take the Torah purely on its own terms, on His terms alone, unedited, unabridged, uncorrupted by personal bias, lishma. And this receiving of the Torah on its own terms, for its own sake, in order to see ourselves as we truly are, in order to see our vast potential purely from Hashem's point of view. In short, this acquiring self-knowledge through learning lishma entirely depends upon our receiving the Torah with a mind free and cleansed of foreign values, extraneous matter, shemarim, from the culture that surrounds us. We must reclaim the truth in its true purity, which means sifting out cultural influences from movie, television, and internet screens, from billboards, newspapers, and magazines, to rediscover what is truly important from no other source on earth except the revealed will of our Creator expressed in the Torah itself. Rav Dessler once described our generation as a dor chitzaini, a generation of simple-minded people carried away by the surface beauty of people or things without a care for what they really represent deep down. A generation in whose world is one big theater and all of whose activities are a form of entertainment. A generation living in pure fantasy. A generation whose grasp of true reality is entirely absent. Emes na'aderes. Ad kan. The Michtav Me'aleahu. Without filtering out foreign material, oil may not be kindled in the menorah. And without filtering out foreign values, shtus and pritzis coming at us from every direction, Torah cannot be kindled within us. We are left entirely bereft of a true grasp of reality, clueless concerning our life task and mission on earth. The Mashkiach, Rabbi Yecheskiel Levenstein, wrote, I have a Kabbalah, Ish Mipi Ish, from Rabbi Yehoshua Leib Diskin, that in the final war before Mashiach, all Erlech HaYidin, Jews who possess fear of heaven, will be saved. And what is this Erlechkeit? Dafka, separation from the nations. We are not talking about Lamed Vav Tzadikim, the 36 hidden Tzadikim, in whose merit the world is sustained. We are simply speaking about those, anyone, who separates from chukos ha'amim, meaning they have no shaykhus, the cultural values completely foreign to the letter and spirit of Torah. Our goal is not merely to go through chamishei chumshei Torah, or shisha sidrei mishnah, or gans shas and paiskim, but for Torah to go through us. And that depends entirely upon our filtering out friendly foreign influences which pollute and prevent us from truly acquiring Das Torah. Friendly foreign influences which conspire to embrace and suffocate us, which have caused millions of Jews to embrace the common culture and to lose themselves. The great task of our final hour of exile is to free and cleanse ourselves of outside influences in order to become Kelim Tahirim, in order to receive the pure oil of Torah. And in this chus may we see the Geula Shalema b'mehera v'yameinu, Amen.